A Year in Hell by I, Lorenzo Johnson. Approximately 1 year from this writing, the U.S. Supreme Court would make a decision that would once again turn my life, along with my family's, upside down. I would never forget May 29th, 2012. That day I woke up and gave my wife a kiss, got in my car, and picked up my coworker and headed to work. Late in the morning, I received a call that would change my life forever. I looked at my phone and noticed an incoming call for one of my attorneys. I instantly smiled because me and my legal team stayed in contact ever since my wrongful conviction was overturned and I was released. I quickly answered, eager to speak to him. That was until I noticed he was crying hysterically. This left me baffled when my attorney got himself together. All I heard was, without using usual proceedings, allowing our legal team opportunity to file full-length brief in the oral arguments, the United States Supreme Court granted the prosecution late filed cert petition and reinstated your conviction per curiam, all in one day. In my mind, I would say, you can't be serious. The United States Supreme Court only hears 2% of the cases that comes across their desk. I'm innocent. How did I come a part of that 2%? My worst nightmare, being in prison, innocent, was once again my reality. This decision did not only shatter me and my family mentally, physically, and emotionally, it shattered our restored faith we had in the justice system. The United States Supreme Court has a duty to protect the weak from the strong, the common man from the political insider, the poor and honest from the rich and corrupt. The United States Supreme Court judges serve life tenors, virtually without oversight or supervision. Lack of accountability does not constitute a bedrock of liberty, but rather a profound effect in our constitutional fabric. I sat in prison for 16 and a half years before the Third Circuit Court of Appeals saw my innocence, vacated my life sentence, and barred the prosecution from retrying me. January 2012, I was released and rejoined my family. I quickly settled back into society as a father, son, brother, husband, and a friend to many. I started working and taking care of my family, speaking at wrongful conviction events. I spoke at local community centers to troubled youth and at law schools. All of this took place in my 4.5 months of my freedom. My family bond was strengthening and our healing process from our nightmare started, only to be short-lived. Through our tears, shock, and grief, a decision was made by my family, friends, and myself to turn myself back in to fight to prove my innocence once and for all. On June 14, 2012, I woke up and gave my wife my last kiss and a hug as a free man. I met up with my friend slash fellow exoneree, Jeffrey Desovich, who was driving me from New York to Pennsylvania. This was a very emotional trip, knowing my destination and what awaited me. At 2 p.m., we arrived at SCI Camp Hill and I turned myself in. Besides the guards collecting their wages placed with one another if I would show up or not, I was quickly processed and once again I was innocent but wearing guilty clothes. This was the hardest thing I ever done in my life. For my first 2 months, I was placed for no reason in solitary confinement, meaning locked down for 23 hours a day and 24 hours on the weekend. For a minute, I fell into a deep mental slump, reliving my past 16 and a half years. I had to write myself some encouraging and motivational words to sustain in my second fight that went as follows. The ground under me quickly escaped me. As I landed on my back, I'm dusting myself off from the blow that was just delivered to me. Let me get back up and get back into this fight before the referee and justice counts me out. I've been here before for 16 and a half years. I know and have what it takes to win. Faith, love, determination, heart of the line, a nice support team, and the truth. These words helped me out a lot. Injustice comes in many different forms and also has different faces. There's many Lorenzo Johnsons. Amanda Knox, Innocence, came out on October 3rd, 2011. Mines came out the following day, October 4th, 2011. We both shared the same issues that demanded our immediate release. Both our cases will be later overturned, but my case was quickly swept under the rug, while Amanda Knox's case has garnered global attention, while mine happened right here in the United States. I'm calling on society and everybody who's against innocent people being in prison to join me in my crusade for justice, the pain within. For more information, contact www.freelorenzojohnson.org.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan. of Prison Radio.